The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Royalists will be in heaven this weekend as Queen Elizabeth II celebrates an astonishing 70 years of service. 4 days of events around the UK kick off today, and not even your favourite East End soap escapes the royal treatment. I'm joined now by Vincent McAvinney from in London. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we won't probably get to see any of the things in person in this part of the island, although they will see some royal activity north of the border. So most of what we engage with in terms of any royal celebrations will be on the telly. So when does it start and what's happening?
Well, things kick off in the next hour with the Trooping of the Colour, the traditional birthday parade for the Queen, where members of all branches of the military will be in procession on the Mall in central London. And we're expecting the whole royal family to be there for that, including the Sussexes, Harry and Meghan, who have flown in last night. There will then be the appearance on the balcony by what is the core squad now of the royal family. So that will be the Queen, Charles, Camilla, Kate, Wills, and potentially their children as well. It'll just be a tight group there for the flypast. Then tonight, we then start this traditional lighting of beacons. So around the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, beacons will be lit across towns and across sort of remarkable sites. The Queen herself will light the one at Buckingham Palace, that we're told. And then tomorrow morning, there is a service of Thanksgiving at St. Paul's Cathedral. It was meant to be led by the Archbishop of Canterbury, but he has come down with COVID, so has had to step out from that. On Saturday, then, the Derby, the Queen's favourite horse race, is taking place. Members of the family will be there, but at the moment, what will be different about this Jubilee compared to her three previous is that we think she's only going to turn up for select things. She doesn't have the energy for everything. So we're told on Saturday she will actually spend some time meeting her latest great-granddaughter, Lilibet, Harry and Meghan's daughter, named after her, who she hasn't yet met. And then in the evening outside Buckingham Palace, there is this huge pop concert with the likes of Diana Ross, Elton John, Ed Sheeran, Andrew Lloyd Webber, all performing before Sunday, the big Jubilee lunch. There will be hundreds, if not thousands, of street parties across the UK with people raising a glass and coming together as a community for the Royal Jubilee.
Is it thought that the Queen might make it to Epsom or not?
The latest that we've been told is that she won't actually be going to that. There is a schedule out there for all of the members of the royal family to be out and about visiting different parts of the country. But at the moment, we seem to be getting the indication that she actually won't be going to Epsom Downs. So that might be just a bit too much for her.
Now, television plays a part because many people will intersect with these events on the telly. But there's one that people in the Republic of Ireland are going to find themselves involved with, and that is fans of EastEnders. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. Camilla and Charles paid a visit to Albert Square a couple of weeks ago to visit the new set of the programme. But they have also recorded a little segment. I think it is them taking part in sort of a Jubilee royal tour of East London, in which they find themselves in the Queen Vic pub. So it's not the first time sort of soaps have gotten in on this. We had famously in the 1980s, Margaret Thatcher paid a visit into the Rover's Return on Coronation Street. This will be the first time a royal has sort of made an appearance in the show. I think Charles actually might have once, I can't remember if he actually appeared or if they just sort of alluded that he was appearing and used a stand-in in Coronation Street. So we'll see how good his acting chops are.
Now, members of the royal family are being dispatched to every part of the kingdom, Scotland, Wales, England, of course, but also Northern Ireland. So who's going where?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a schedule of them. They're basically popping up all over the country. And I think a big part of the Jubilee plans is to kind of, after years of real division in the United Kingdom over Brexit and questions as well about the future of monarchy, they're trying to sort of showcase the way that it can unite. So we are going to see members popping up sort of all over the place. Princess Anne, who also sort of should have said she would be on the balcony as well earlier. She is kind of in that senior squad of royal family workers. We've got them kind of going around the country to various events.
What about Andrew? I mean, if you don't have Edward and you don't have Anne in a particular family grouping, then it's okay to leave out Andrew. If you've got Anne and you've got Edward but no Andrew, Obviously, the black sheep is being publicly blackened even more.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there is really no appetite from the British public to see Prince Andrew. It was highly controversial and a rare bit of a damaging moment for the Queen a few weeks ago when, after she helped pay off the settlement with Virginia Giuffre on allegations that Prince Andrew still denies, Prince Andrew then accompanied his mother at a service of remembrance for his late father. It was seen as a bit of an overstepping of the mark. He was meant to just drive with her to the venue, but in fact he walked all the way up through the cathedral, through the abbey, to her seat with her. And so I think he will be keeping a very low profile because there is still a lot of anger about everything that's gone on with him.
Vincent, thank you very much for joining us. Vincent McAvinney joining us from London.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.